This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, Professor of Physics at the City College and also the Graduate Center of the City University of New York. And on Science Fantastic today, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and call that magic number, 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. And in this hour, all we are asking of you is that you leave your name, the call letters of the radio station you're listening to, or the website, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can be on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So once again, give us a call if you're curious about this great world of ours, 612-564-8135. And if you want to know more about what I do for a living, then go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or to my Facebook site at Michio Kaku, or Twitter at Michio Kaku. And also on Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we have about 1 million people per week who get the tweets that I send on Twitter. And I'm on a book tour, and maybe I'll be speaking in a city next to you, signing your copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and maybe, just maybe I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. And after I sign your book, well, you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right. You could actually make money by going to the book tour. Also, check out my other New York Times bestsellers. I have 4 of them altogether. One of them is called The Physics of the Future, talking about robots, artificial intelligence, health, cancer research, talking about how we will live in the next 50 to 100 years. And then in Physics of the Impossible, I go, well, 500 years into the future, but we might even entertain time travel. We might even have teleportation, starships within that frame of time. And then my book, The Future of the Mind, I talk about the incredible developments about inner space, not just outer space, but probing into the inner thoughts of the human brain. Did you know that by looking at blood flow in the brain, we can actually see how thoughts are created? It is amazing. And some old wives' tales that scientists and the average person believe, but never could be verified, can now be tested. For example, it's an old wives' tale that says that when a man talks to a pretty girl, he starts to act stupid. Now, we've all seen that effect, but we can now see it at the level of blood flow in the living brain. Yes, when a man talks to a pretty girl, chances are blood drains from the prefrontal cortex and the man starts to act mentally retarded. Amazing. We can quantify this effect. We can actually introduce metrics to measure blood flow and show that, yes, sometimes common sense and old wives' tales are correct. Well, that's all in my book, The Future of the Mind. But the latest book is called The Future of Humanity, where I go thousands of years into the future. You know that next year we're going back to the moon? Did you know that? After a 50-year gap, we're going to send an unmanned space probe to orbit around the moon. After that, within about maybe 5 years or so, we're going back to the moon with astronauts. In fact, we may even have a traffic jam around the moon because, one, we have NASA with the SLS booster rocket. Two, we have Elon Musk of SpaceX with the Falcon Heavy rocket. It's a moon rocket. Three, we have Jeff Bezos, formerly the richest man in the world, and he has his own spaceport called Blue Origin's rocket program in Texas, and he's planning to launch the new Armstrong rocket, which can go to the moon. And, not to be outdone, the Chinese. The Chinese have the Long March rocket, and they want to put the Chinese flag on the moon as well. So we can have a traffic jam around the moon within the next 5 years. Well, anyway, find out what all the excitement is about by going to my website, mkaku.org. mkaku.org. Well, without further ado now, let's go to the phone calls. And once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. So let's take the first listener phone call.
Stu, KFQD, Muldoon, Alaska. Professor Kaku, I'm making this call in late February, and the radio signal has been lost, or the satellite signal. The announcer on the radio says this time of year, the sun solar flares sometimes interrupts with the transmission. Could you please explain why it's seasonal? Thank you.
Yes. Well, it turns out that the solar flares are actually caused mainly by sunspots on the sun, and they go through an 11-year cycle. And so in this 11-year cycle, the sunspot activity peaks and then drops down tremendously. Now, why is that? Because magnetic field lines are like the windings of a clock. When you wind up a clock, the mainspring tightens up, and then if you release it, it goes bang, when you release the mainspring of a manually wound up clock. Now, it turns out that the sun rotates, and the magnetic field lines, however, do not rotate in synchronization with the sun. So as the sun rotates, the magnetic field lines do not rotate in synchronization. There's a mismatch. And so just like winding the mainspring of a clock, it winds up the magnetic field lines until one day the field lines are suddenly released, and you get this explosion of activity every 11 years. And then it is also seasonal because we know that the Earth, for example, the North Pole, points toward the sun during winter time. In fact, that's why we have winter. The Earth tilts at 23 degrees. Therefore, the North Pole tilts toward the sun during summertime. So it gets hotter. And then Australia has the opposite pattern. Its south pole points away from the sun, and therefore sunspot activity is seasonal as well as having its 11-year cycles. So there are actually two cycles within the sunspot. And then we now realize that on a scale of several hundred years, the sun has an explosion and a tremendous, gigantic solar flare can actually hit the Earth, like what it did in 1859. That's called the Carrington Event. Now, the Carrington Event, if it were to happen today, would cause massive blackouts over the entire world. Property damage, perhaps $2 trillion. Satellites would be knocked out. Our astronauts in outer space would be endangered. Power plants on the Earth would be short-circuited. We would have blackouts throughout the Earth. And, of course, our satellites would be partially destroyed as a consequence. Now, we don't know how often the Carrington event takes place, But going to the North Pole, we can have evidence that perhaps it happens every 200 or so years. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and become part of the March of Science.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to be part of the March of Science, if you want to get on almost 100 radio stations which carry Science Fantastic, then give us a call. The number is 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Good afternoon, Doctor. This is Edwin. I'm calling you from Dallas, Texas, and I'm listening to you via your website. My question is there a way to supply energy to the world by having solar panels in space, acres upon acres of solar panels in space, and maybe drones delivering fully charged batteries down to Earth? Do you think it is possible, and when will it be done? Thank you.
Well, solar power from outer space is possible. In fact, I write about it in my book, The Future of Humanity. However, The problem is economics. The problem is how cheaply can you extract energy from outer space? First of all, you lose energy when you go through the atmosphere. You lose roughly 50-60% of the energy going through the atmosphere. But even then, if you have a large solar panel in outer space, big enough, large enough to encapsulate tremendous amounts of solar energy, you can convert it to microwave radiation and beam the microwave radiation back down to Earth. However, there are problems. First of all, satellites go around the Earth every 90 minutes or so. Therefore, if you have a satellite that's very close to the Earth, maybe a few hundred miles from the Earth, you have to have hundreds, thousands of them in order to beam down a continuous amount of energy. In fact, that is one of the problems with a Star Wars program, where you want to shoot down missiles that are being launched, let's say, from Russia. The problem is, at any given time, you want to have a satellite go overhead, which means you have to have thousands of satellites going overhead. Now, the solution to that is to make them geostationary, which means a satellite has to be about 20,000 miles, not a few hundred, 20,000 miles in outer space. And that's how satellite TV dishes work. Satellite TV dishes work because the satellites are, quote, stationary. They rotate at the same rate at which the Earth rotates around its own axis. But the problem is you lose a lot of energy in the process because a solar panel is 20,000 miles from the Earth. So in other words, is it possible? Yes. Is it economically feasible? Well, that's the killer. We want to reduce the cost down to the point where it's competitive with ordinary solar that you get by simply putting a solar panel in your backyard. Now, there's also the concern of safety as well, because we are talking about beaming large quantities, industrial quantities, in fact, of microwave radiation from outer space. So we have to make sure there are fail-safe systems to make sure that the thing doesn't go out of control and in the process not exactly become a death ray, but in the process cause damage to the surrounding areas if the satellite starts to wander and the beam is not totally stationary. So once again, is it possible? Yes. Is it compatible with the laws of physics? Yes. The question is economics. Can you compete with oil, coal, and ordinary solar? At the present time, launch costs are too expensive to do this. But as we have reusable rockets entering the economic equation, costs could drop to the point where it becomes feasible. Now, for Mars, people have thought that this is the ideal way to melt the polar ice caps of Mars, and then liquid water will flow freely on the riverbeds, the ancient riverbeds of Mars. So this is being thought about not just for the Earth, but also for the planet Mars. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Pam. I'm listening to KSIM, KZIM, out of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. When listening to, recently listening to an Art Bell program from 1997, he mentioned your name, that in that year, going against conventional, theory that there are five dimensions, you believed there were 10. My question is, do you still believe that? Thank you.
Well, yes, I've been on the Art Bell Show several times talking about hyperspace. In fact, I have a bestseller called Hyperspace, where we no longer necessarily believe that we live in a three-dimensional space-time world, or four-dimensional if you add time. We believe that there could be higher dimensions all the way up to 10, possibly even 11. This theory is called string theory, and we think that it is the fabled theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life. He was chasing after a theory of everything. Now, we believe that in three dimensions, you cannot cram all the forces into one single theory. Three dimensions is too small. Too small to accommodate the nuclear force, the electromagnetic force, and the gravitational force. When you start to go to 10 dimensions, all the forces fit very neatly into a single theory called string theory. In fact, that's what I do for a living. And if you go to any physics department, go to any physics conference, then yes, they'll make mention of string theory because it dominates the field. Some people say, well, what's the alternative to string theory? And the answer is, there are none. It is the only game in town. It is the only theory which can unify gravity with the quantum theory. These are the two great theories of the universe. The quantum theory gives us a theory of atoms. The theory of Einstein, theory of gravity, gives us a theory of black holes and expanding universes. These two theories don't like each other. So far, it has resisted almost all attempts to unify the two into a single theory. So far, string theory is the only candidate that has survived. Now, can we test it? That's the problem. The Large Hadron Collider outside Geneva, Switzerland, is simply not powerful enough to totally verify string theory. That's why many nations of the world want to go to a new generation of particle accelerators, even bigger than the one in Geneva, Switzerland. For example, the Japanese are looking at the ILC, the International Linear Collider. The Chinese are jumping into the game. They've made a proposal for a super atom smasher. And in Geneva, Switzerland, the European Union. The European Union has proposed a successor to the Large Hadron Collider. So once again, it is the leading candidate. String theory is the leading and only candidate for a theory of everything. It's a theory defined in 10 dimensions where we have enough room to put all the forces of nature. But has it been tested? And the answer is no. It may take many more years before we have a test of string theory. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Raymond Cronin. I download your talk show on YouTube. Calling from Katy's, Kentucky, and my question is this. I was listening to Stephen Hawking not too long ago, and he was saying that when he adopted the Euclidean approach to the beginning of the universe, I'm assuming that's the geometry. I'm wondering what the hyperbolic approach would show if it's ever been attempted. Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question about the late Stephen Hawking, who was a pioneer in understanding the Big Bang theory and also black holes. Now, he had several theories. One theory was that black holes are not really black, they're gray. They emit something called Hawking radiation. That's his main achievement, Hawking radiation. However, that's also the reason why he probably never won the Nobel Prize in physics. I speculate. But the Nobel Prize Committee only gives Nobel Prizes for theories that have been proven experimentally. And Hawking radiation is so faint, so small, that we have never directly measured it, even though we all believe that it's there. He had another theory about time. And that is, did the universe begin at some instant of time? That is called Minkowski space. He introduced something called Euclidean space. So let's take a short commercial break. And after that, we'll talk about whether or not you can have a universe with no beginning. That was his theory. Okay, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There will be a key meeting between the two top men in the Republican Party, former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson, today. After the meeting, Johnson and Trump will speak to reporters outside Mar-a-Lago. A former American diplomat and Cuban spy faces sentencing. Victor Roca took a plea deal after he was charged last year with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act. A State Department employee for two decades, Roca used his position during the Clinton administration to pass information to Cuba. The Prime Minister of Japan spoke before a gathering of U.S. lawmakers in Congress. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said his country continues to rely on America as a leader in the world. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on air and ask a question about science, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Well, the question that was asked before the break was a question about the legacy of Stephen Hawking, that he had a rather unusual theory about time itself. Hawking realized that there is a problem with the Big Bang, and that is everything suddenly started at some instant of time, and he even believed that that was the reason why there is no God. In other words, it has theological implications, because he said there was no time. There was no time for God to create a universe, because the universe was born at the beginning of time with a Big Bang. So Stephen Hawking tried to modify this. He said, for example, take a balloon. If you take a balloon and you're an ant on the balloon, And the question is, can you go above the North Pole? No. If you're wandering on the surface of a balloon, the North Pole is there, but you cannot leave the balloon. And so he thought that the universe of time was like a balloon, that if you go to what is called Euclidean time, that time is not in a straight line. Time is like a balloon, and a balloon has no beginning. And therefore he said, aha, that explains how the Big Bang had, in some sense, no beginning. Well, let me say that that's not the point of view that other physicists who work in the quantum theory believe. Many people who work in the quantum theory lean toward the multiverse idea that our universe, well, is a bubble, but there are other bubbles out there. And our bubble did begin in a Big Bang. But since there are other bubbles, there are other parallel universes. This is called the multiverse theory. It is, in fact, one of the dominant theories in something called quantum cosmology. It's something that I work in, for example. And it goes around Hawking's disproof of the existence of God. Because Hawking believed there was no God because there was no time for God to create the universe. But you see, if universes are being created constantly, then that proof, the disproof of Stephen Hawking, goes out the window. Now, what is the thinking of scientists today about Euclidean time? The jury is still out. Because at the present time, there is no one theory that explains the instant of creation. The Big Bang theory does not tell you why it banged, how it banged. The Big Bang theory simply says there was a bang. To understand why it banged, you need a higher theory, and that gets us back to string theory. String theory says that bangs happen all the time. Big bangs are happening even as we speak. Universes are being created. That is now one of the dominant theories of the creation of the universe. And if you want to find out more about this, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, which talks about the multiverse theory. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Professor. This is Gary. I listen on the web, and I'm calling from San Rafael, California. I have a question about prime numbers and how they relate to cryptography somehow, and how generating keys and so forth. And I'm wondering why, like, people are getting cryptocurrency for calculating factors. I mean, numbers that can be factored into primes and so forth. And why some supercomputer can't just do that instantly. But basically just how prime numbers relate to keys and cryptography and such. Thank you very much.
Wow, you ask about three or four different questions in one question. So let's try to break it down. Let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can be on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can give us a call or get on the web and ask a question or make a comment. The number to call is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letter to the radio station, or the website, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a very interesting call that mentioned several buzzwords. So let's try to break down these buzzwords one at a time. First of all, there's a question of code breaking, and that's called cryptography. And code breaking is sometimes based on factorizing a number. For example, if I give you a number with a million digits, think about that, a number with a million digits, and then I ask you to factorize it, that is, see whether it's divisible by 2, 3, 4, or 5, see if you can factorize it into two separate smaller numbers, why, that would take centuries, even with a supercomputer. Supercomputers, even though they're very fast, have limits. And one of the limits is cryptography when you try to crack codes. That's why many nations use codes based on the ability to factorize a very large number. And if you have a number, let's say with a million digits, to factorize it would require centuries of time on a supercomputer. So that's why prime numbers, which cannot be broken down, are of very much interest to the CIA and governments around the world. Then we have cryptocurrencies, which are different. Let me explain that. We have things that are cyber money. And cyber money out there is outside the realm of the jurisdiction of many nations. One nation does not control the internet. And so we have cryptocurrency like bitcoins that can flourish without national jurisdiction. Now, personally, I think it's a bad idea to invest money in cryptocurrencies, even though they are outside the jurisdiction of many countries, therefore tax laws do not apply to cryptocurrencies. First of all, criminals are very much interested in that because they want to launder money outside the jurisdiction and eyes of the major powers. However, it is gambling. And as a consequence, it goes up and down, up and down. Now, you may say to yourself, now, wait a minute. The stock market is also gambling. Some people call it a big, gigantic slot machine, which is the stock market. So the stock market is really the slot market, some people say. But you see, there is a difference there. Cryptocurrencies invest in nothing. Nothing tangible. They provide nothing of value or use for society. The stock market, on the other hand, has many aspects of a slot machine. However, it invests in things that are good for society. Goods, services are speculated upon, and that promotes growth, innovation, wealth, progress. So there is a difference between Bitcoin, cryptocurrency on one hand, which produces nothing of real value, and the stock market, which is also a form of gambling, which does create a form of value. That is, it creates things that are useful for society. And then the next thing that was mentioned was the question of quantum cryptography. It turns out that a digital computer may take centuries to crack codes using ordinary numbers and prime numbers. But quantum computers can conceivably crack codes in an instant of time, codes that no nation can break with present-day technology. Now, we know because of all the WikiLeaks that have been released to the public, we know that the CIA has, in fact, look into quantum computers to see whether they can crack codes of nations, because that, of course, would topple the secrecy of many a nation around the planet Earth. But the CIA concluded, as many physicists have concluded, that quantum computers are still decades away. We don't even know whether they're fully functional. However, quantum computers on a small scale have already been created. But a quantum computer that can compete with a digital computer still has not been created. Well, okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can be part of the March of Science.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double check your math too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or you can go to my website and be part of Science Fantastic. The website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. So find out what all the excitement is about. Well, we last left off, we had a question about cryptography. We had a question about quantum cryptography, cryptocurrencies, everything. And it turns out that's a very hot topic, so let me summarize really quickly what it's all about. First of all, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, I would not advise you to gamble on it because it is gambling. You could lose a fortune that way or gain a fortune, but you're not doing anything useful for society. Second of all, the CIA has in fact been interested in quantum cryptography because you can crack any code using a quantum computer. The catch? Quantum computers that are more powerful than digital computers do not exist yet. The slightest disturbance, somebody sneezing a block away, will cause decoherence to take place. All of a sudden, the atoms are no longer vibrating in unison, and the whole thing collapses. So decoherence, that is the fact that impurities, impure sounds and vibrations can destroy everything, that problem has not yet been solved. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Steven. I'm calling from Atlanta, and I listen on your podcast. My question is, I understand Caltech scientists have been able to move objects using light. They plan to one day scale this to move spaceships. A, how will they scale this to move something so large? B, how will they get light into space? And C, wouldn't it be better to get robots to go in this spaceship and have the spaceship be able to return rather than send humans? Thank you, and have a great day.
Well, you asked several things in one question, so let's try to break it down. First of all, is it better to send robots into outer space than humans? And the answer is, well, it depends. For space shots that go way beyond the orbit of the moon, that go to Jupiter and Saturn beyond, you really do want to have robots and not humans. Humans, we realize, are quite frail, and humans really have not gone much beyond the orbit of the moon. When we went to the moon 50 years ago, that was the world's record. We have not gone beyond the moon since that period of time. And it's very dangerous out there with radiation. Plus, of course, robots do not complain. They need no life support. They're relatively cheap, and they don't have to come back. In fact, many nations can send probes to the moon. Going to the moon is no big problem. The problem with sending humans to the moon is bringing them back. Only great nations had the capability of bringing back humans from the moon. So sometimes when conspiracy theorists say that we have not been to the moon because that requires a very advanced technology, realize that in principle, North Korea could probably send a probe to the moon. So going to the moon is not such a big deal. It's bringing the astronauts back from the moon, back from outer space. That requires a very high level of technology. And so for short-term visits beyond Mars, going to Jupiter and Saturn, that requires robots because it's simply too dangerous to put humans out there and is very costly because of life support. Life support easily can double, triple, quadruple the cost of a space mission. And humans, however, for short durations and for going to the moon and Mars, humans can do a much better job than robots. Robots, for example, cannot pick up garbage. Robots cannot even do simple tasks like repairing a broken toilet or being a sanitation worker or solving a crime. Blue-collar work on the planet Earth is better done with humans rather than with robots, because we forget that robots are adding machines. Adding machines, things that are repetitive, things that involve number crunching. That's where robots excel. But humans excel at almost everything else. We are innovative. We're creative. We have manual dexterity. We can recognize objects. We can run, jump. Our robots cannot do any of the above, except with tremendous difficulty. For example, our most advanced robots can barely walk across the room, avoiding obstacles as they do that. And so, with regards to sending humans, with regards to sending robots to outer space, it depends on what mission you're talking about. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Rodney Hustek, KNIS Radio, Redwood Falls, Minnesota. My question is, I understand matter is not destroyed or created. I believe God created the heavens and the earth, because here's the question. The Big Bang Theory, well, if God didn't create the matter that caused the Big Bang Theory, well, I believe he created the matter that caused the Big Bang Theory. What else would explain that? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question, because there's still a lot of holes with regards to the Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory simply says there was a bang. There was a cosmic explosion. Well, let's take a short commercial break, but after the break, we'll talk about the beginning of the universe, where God may fit into this whole scheme of things, and what modern cosmologists believe in. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Stay tuned as we continue our discussion of the universe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.